toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231 if you can hear with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the stuff is totally free on our website at freetalklive.com. Unfortunately, we're having some internet troubles right now here in the studio. Our streams are down. So, Mark, I'm going to let you introduce our guest in the studio while I do a little bit of technical work.
Oh, boy. This is exciting. I'm in the big boy chair now. Well, today we have with us Lauren Canario, the libertarian superstar. Now, Lauren, could you recap for us what happened? Was it late September when you were in New London, Connecticut? Just sort of as you saw it, what happened with the police?
I was sitting at the porch of my friend's home, Mr. Cristofaro, and reading a book. And there was a news crew in the neighborhood asking me some questions, and I was like taking a break in the shade there.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the police come up and say, "I'm sorry, you have to move off this porch." And I said, I didn't say anything, actually. And they said, "Yeah, we've got a report of you trespassing." So I said, "No, I'm not hurting anything. I'll just stay here." So after they asked me about 100 times, they finally dragged me off across the street into the squad car.
Now, hold on. Now, this was Mr. Cristofaro's home. It was owned by him?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where did they decide you were trespassing?
Oh, well, actually, the police car came and talked with the NLDC.
New London Development Corporation.
Yeah, well, the person who comes out to the neighborhood mm-hmm. that patrols things and makes sure things are...
Right. Make sure that they're properly confiscating the property from these property owners.
Yes. And he talked to the police first. They didn't talk to me first. They talked to him and then came over to me and...
So they decided that you were trespassing on Mr. Cristofaro's land, whom you had permission from?
Yeah, who I've, watched things for him before.
Okay. So, it doesn't make much sense, the whole trespassing charge.
I would say, since the I wouldn't say the NLDC owns the land legally in any case.
Okay, so more likely the police were trespassing on Mr. Cristofaro's land, not you. Okay, so they put you in a squad car and they carted you off to jail?
Yes, off to the New London Jail, which is mm-hmm. like the worst hole of any prison probably in the United States.
Well. I suppose there's bad prisons and worse prisons. There aren't any good ones. And processed you through, and then tell us about the court appearances.
Let's see. First court appearance, arraignment, is there was the prosecutor actually spoke in my defense. He said I didn't do anything violently and asked the judge for a low bail.
Yeah.
And they set it at $20,000 since I was uncooperative and would not talk with the bail officer.
Now, also you're uncooperative and the police had to pretty much carry you everywhere?
Yes.
How did they transport... Now, obviously, they just don't have the backs to carry you everywhere. What do they do? Like, pick you up, put you in a wheelchair, cart you off that way, or...?
The New London Police had a chair with wheels on it that they set me in.
Hmm.
The wheelchair, you were in a wheelchair a year ago or a year and a half ago when you were arrested the first time. Were there any police officers that saw you again the second time and, you know, were rolling their eyes, "Oh, my gosh, he's back. We're going to have to do all this work."
They all knew me, yeah. They knew me by name, and yeah, they had the wheelchair ready.
They knew you were coming. So, how did it proceed as far as the court went?
I refused to say anything. I refused to ask for a public defender, and the judge says, "You just make it hard on yourself."
Sounds like he was making it hard on you.
Well, that's the way I thought of it, but he sent me to the state prison.
So, more or less, it appeared as though you were getting punished for what? Not respecting the judge's authority? You know, you weren't speaking in the courtroom when spoken to, which I think is part of your Fifth Amendment rights. I mean, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that's what I would expect, too.
Now, how were you treated in the jail? I mean, I imagine you were about as uncooperative there as you were in the courtroom.
Yeah, for the first few days, I didn't speak to anyone. The prison people remembered me. They they locked me up in a bathroom when I got there first.
Why did they put you in the bathroom?
They couldn't figure out how to what to do with me, I suppose. They didn't know
where to put you as far as confinement goes? You weren't violent enough for them? Or
no, they were like deciding if I should go to the mental health wing or I should go to the general population. Or they had to bring all the high officers together to talk to me.
As though they're going to know whether you should go to the mental health wing or whether you should go.
Well, there was a magic word in prison for a lot of cases. And in this case, when they bring you in, if you say, they ask you, would you like to hurt yourself? Or do you feel like hurting yourself?
Mm-hmm.
If you say yes, or if you say nothing, they send you to mental health.
I see. But why would one want to go to mental health?
It is a little bit better conditions than the...
Did you find it better?
It was...
Okay.
It was about the same.
I'm just wondering. I haven't been there. I don't know what it's like.
Oh, the windows are bigger in the mental health area.
There's a plus. You get to see more of what you're missing.
All right, so we've got our internet back online. The streams are on. So thanks to everybody who's being patient. Of course, the night that I announced we're going to have Lauren Canario on the show, we've got major router troubles.
Right. Your sidekick has to do the interview.
I was trying to resolve them just before the show, and it only took about 30 seconds in, but here we are. Lauren, great to have you in the studio here on Free Talk Live. I know a lot of our listeners have been eagerly following your case and watching and listening and wondering what was going to happen. And it's quite an honor to have you sitting in this studio right now today. And I just want to thank you and your husband, Jim, for coming here tonight. With that in mind, you were arrested a year and a half ago in New London. You were arrested again this year in New London. Both of them, both of the arrests for pretty innocuous stuff. I mean, a year and a half ago, it was standing in a stairwell.
That's right. It's just the police don't like it. The New London police don't like it when you don't respect them.
And somehow, I guess, not following their orders is not respecting them, right? Because you were just trying to go up a year and a half ago to a town meeting.
Right. I thought there would be a lot of people behind me and also complaining from the same thing, but they all backed down.
They went down the stairs.
Yeah.
Now, if they had actually all stayed there, then things would have been a little different, wouldn't they?
That's what I was hoping for.
Right. Unfortunately, most people are pretty docile. Most people are fairly good about following the orders of the police. And I was actually on Gardner Goldsmith's show today here in New Hampshire, and we were talking about your case. And I was telling him why it is that you're a personal hero of mine. Now, not just because you've been arrested a couple times. Anybody can get arrested. But the way you behave once you are arrested, or I guess your lack of behavior, however you want to describe it, is really what I think is the most courageous thing about you. What led you to the non-cooperation sort of motif? How did you get down to that idea in the first place, and what led you to activate in that way?
I think what really inspired me was what Etienne de la Witte as a voluntary servitude thing.
He said, no idea what you're talking about.
He's an old philosopher from 500 years ago,
okay,
from France, and he pretty much said, you don't have to kill to get a revolution. All you have to do is stop supporting the government or the people who are hurting you. They can only hurt you by the amount that you cooperate with them.
So you decided to cooperate at the very bare minimum, to the point of not even walking where they wanted you to go. The police had to pick you up, carry you places, load you into a wheelchair. In fact, I found it really interesting that when you were released, it was yesterday, right? It was yesterday afternoon, was it?
Yes.
When you were released yesterday, you said in your blog post, or not a blog post, but your post on NH3.com, that they came to get you in the morning, told you that you were going to go to court, and I guess they didn't tell you were getting out at that point, but I sort of had it in my head that, wow, she might have known she was getting out. Maybe she walked out of her jail cell. Even at that point, you still required them to lift you and carry you into the courtroom.
Actually get a kick out of making the guards do extra work, yes. Yeah, so,
they're not used to that.
I bet they don't like that much at all.
Right, which is why I think the entire approach is so brilliant, because they don't know how to handle something like this. They're used to people just following their orders and doing whatever it is that they ask them to do. But you sort of throw a monkey wrench into the entire system. And that's what I think is so brilliant. And I wish more people would take you as an example and adopt your methods for themselves as well. I'm going to talk about that coming up. We're going to come back with more of Lauren Canario. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, and that does include the bulletin board system. We have got over 140,000 posts. Over 1,300 people are interacting there, and it is totally free. All kinds of different things being discussed, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. .freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Jewel Thornton's excellent book, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. If you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. I said it was an excellent book. I haven't read it yet, but you said to me yesterday, Mark, that our listeners have ordered over 50 copies of these in less than 2 weeks. So I'm sure if it was bad, they would have gotten back to us and said, hey, this was a scam. But you said we're going to get a review copy, right?
That's my understanding.
All right.
Now, this is the only way you're really going to teach kids about money, I mean, is through the family, and this is a great tool to, you know, work along that line.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of parents don't know much about money, and so they don't teach their kids about money. So let someone else do it, like Jewel Thornton. All right, so we're back with Lauren Canario. She is the heroic protester, non-cooperative, that was arrested in New London, Connecticut, not once, but twice, once last year and once again this year, now being released from prison in Niantic, I believe it was, Niantic, Connecticut. You had been there for about, was it 90 days exactly?
Exactly 90 days.
So 3 months sitting in a prison cell for essentially sitting on a front porch, as I understood it. You were on the front porch of one of the property owners in the New London versus Kelo case. One of the people who had given up his property, I guess, was in the process of transferring over at that time. Am I correct about that?
He still had rights to go and keep care of his garden, which was part of the bargain that he struck with the city, was to keep his vineyard and his trees, orchard trees and things.
Really? So he gets to keep that from here on out, or
the city was agreed to transplant them to a new location for him.
I see. So while that was while they were waiting for that transplant, he still had control over it. Got it. So you were there reading a book, and the police came and arrested you. You once again engaged in your non-cooperative ways, which I think is awesome. I think a lot of people have a lot to learn from that, and I really suggest that they pick up on those ideas. And basically, the concept is that whenever the police want you to do something, you do your best to not do it, right?
That's right. I'm never violent. I never feel angry or feel
you're not resisting.
Yeah, I just don't help them.
Right. So, and when you say you don't help them, that means to the extent of if they tell you to get up, you're not getting up. If they tell you to walk through that door, you're not going to walk through the door.
If they say it's time to put the handcuffs on, I don't raise my wrists to help them.
But when they move your hands, you aren't actively resisting.
Yes.
You aren't preventing them from moving.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
They know how to handle people that are actively resisting.
Yeah, that's a club to the head, right?
Right. They really don't know how to handle people that just kind of go limp on them.
Now, are you speaking to the police officers?
No, I did not speak. Once I got into the squad car, I didn't say anything for, I don't know, several days, maybe a week.
There were some people that you interacted with when we were all out at the, there was a group of us that went out to try to see you at, I think it was your hearing. I'm not sure which one it was, but we were there and they sort of fooled us. They told us you were going to be there at a certain time, and then we all went outside while we waited so we could protest on the long side of the road. And, of course, they brought you in while we were all outside and didn't tell anybody about it. But we were, I guess one of the bureaucrats there had mentioned that you were talking to her. So there were certain individuals that you sort of selected to speak with, at least that's the way it seemed. What led you to decide to speak with some bureaucrats and not others?
Well, if they ever started to ask me or command me to do things, I wouldn't respond. But if they were just friendly, just saying, how you feel? Are you going to be okay in the courtroom? Or are you going to walk? Or sometimes I would respond.
I see. So you sort of had some that were more friendlier than others, and because they weren't total rude, heartless, completely heartless bureaucrats, you did actually interact with them to some extent.
Yes, and I always talked with my fellow inmates. I didn't have any problem talking with them.
Who? Thank you for bringing them up. Who did you meet while you were in prison? What sort of interesting personalities did you come across?
I could write a volume on the personalities I met in prison. They're incredible and funny and generous and everything good about the world and everything bad as well.
Wait a minute. Why weren't there a bunch of violent thugs in this prison? What's going on?
Well, it was women's prison, and they're not quite as violent as men. And actually, if you think about it, a murderer is only one act, and every other they're a human being, you know, in almost every other aspect. And just they just got, you know, did the crime once, and they're they're pretty reasonable other times.
So you mentioned to me, I guess off the air, is that there were gangs in the women's prison. I mean, you see when you watch the movies about prison, it's always about the men's prisons, but you don't really get to see what at least Hollywood thinks about women's prisons. What were the gangs like exactly there? I mean, how many gangs were there, and how were they divided? Was it sort of the racial divides that you tend to see in men's prisons, or was it something else?
It was a lot like an auxiliary of the men's prisons. They allied themselves with the men of the usual gangs you hear about, the Crips and the Latin Kings and things like that.
So they were the female Crips?
Yes.
Hmm. Were you recruited into any of the gangs?
No, they didn't. They weren't interested in the peaceful, non-threatening person like myself.
Were there gang fights and that sort of thing that were going on? I mean, what's the benefit of being in a gang while you're in a women's prison?
I think people bring up the fact that they're in a gang just to say, to raise their status among the everybody else. Say, don't mess with me because I'm in a gang.
I see.
So it's more likely that if they're bothered, that several people will jump on the person doing the bothering as opposed to just them.
Yeah,
that makes sense, I suppose.
How was the food?
Pretty rotten the first week, but I didn't eat very much, and after missing about, you know, week's worth of meals,
it
started
to
taste very good.
Yeah, I imagine it did.
And at the end, I was going, yeah, give me more of that oatmeal.
You missed it on purpose? Because I remember you sent a letter, I believe, out to Cat Dillon while you were in prison that they just forgot to feed you a few times, right?
That was sporadically they forgot to feed me. It wasn't a regular thing. I did refuse meals for the first week.
Do you feel like they forgot to feed you, or they forgot to feed you?
No, I think if I would have said something, I would have brought my food, but I was more happy to get them to do something wrong than to eat the food.
Hmm. Now, you got a lot of correspondence while you were in prison, or at least I think it was a lot. It seems to me that when people get locked up, you really find out who your friends are, because most people... Their friends sort of just melt away and disappear, and you're lucky if you even get mom to come in to see you. But you actually had a number of people contact you, and if you don't mind sharing some of the highlights from that, who you heard from, and I don't know, any interesting correspondence that went on, I want to come back with some more with Lauren Canario and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Lauren, now would be a great time to call in. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, toll free number 800-259-9231. That is the Peckett 8 toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. And Etienne here with you.
And Mark.
Also joining us in the studio is Ms. Lauren Canario, or Mrs. Lauren Canario. Are you married? I'm not even sure about that.
Yes, I am, but I kept my maiden name because Lauren Johnson has too many N's in it.
So you're here. You're fresh out of prison. It's barely even been 24 hours since they just unexpectedly decided to let you out. Essentially, what happened was that you were in for 3 months for essentially reading a book on a front porch in New London, Connecticut, as you attempted to continue the good fight down there, which we're going to get into as to whether or not you feel like it's over yet or not. But as you sort of continued to stand up for the liberties of those property owners down in New London who the government was stealing their property from via eminent domain, they locked you up in the clink, 3 months sitting in there with... You hadn't even really had a trial yet. They had a hearing where they then locked you back in jail, and then they said, well, okay, you're going to have a speedy trial sometime in the next 8 months. And then you just sat and waited in prison as, you know, crossing your fingers, wondering when you were going to come home and see your friends and family. So now here you are. Thank goodness they decided to let you out sooner rather than later. But while you were in prison... We were here, obviously, keeping up with your case. Anything fresh that came out, like, for instance, you would send out some letters from time to time to Kat Dillon. She'd post them at nhfree.com. We'd take some excerpts, read them on the air, because we know our listeners were concerned and wanted to know what was going on. And, in fact, I think
they certainly did.
You probably heard from some of our listeners while you were in prison.
That's right. I got many, many letters from, like, 35 or so different people, sometimes, you know, really frequently as well, of people I didn't even know. Or never met, I don't believe.
What was the sentiment, especially from the people you didn't know?
From the people I did know, they were very concerned that they were treating me right and worried that I was being mistreated. But from people I didn't know, they were going, yeah, go ahead, we're with you. Stay strong, you're doing great.
Awesome. How did that make you feel while you were in
there? It gave me a big head and...
Did you have more mail than any other prisoner that you knew of?
Yes, I did. And they were actually so concerned with my mail that they read it. Actually read my mail and sometimes would not give it to me depending on what the content of the mail was.
They meaning the prison?
The prison, yes.
So, yeah, in fact, we experienced some of that. My girlfriend attempted to send you a card. Julia tried to send you... It was a card that someone had sent Russell Canning, who's also an activist here in New Hampshire. They had sent him the same card, but he was in a New Hampshire prison, and or I guess it was a federal prison in New Hampshire, but nonetheless, a prison inside New Hampshire, that they let through. So he was able to get this card in a New Hampshire prison, but in Connecticut, they decided that it was subversive and that it was promoting violence. And what it was a piece of art. It was a postcard with a piece of art on it that had some, I guess it had some Chinese soldiers pointing a gun at some guy's head. And for some reason, it was actually anti-bureaucrat was what the card was. So, shocker, they didn't let that through. You couldn't actually see that. Now, would you, when they rejected a piece of mail, would you know about it? Would they send you notice that they've rejected mail, or would you be completely in the dark?
Well, I'm sure sometimes they lose things between the cracks and nobody knows that it's lost. But, yes, officially they would send me a notice that they had stopped, or they had censored some mail due to violent content.
I see. And how many notices like that did you get?
I got one for violent content and a whole bunch for people trying to send me books without going through the proper bureaucracy.
Yeah, there's some sort of unauthorized senders, that sort of thing, unauthorized publications.
I think the books have to go through a certain route or something. You have to ask permission to send the books. And
which I did, and like the first or second month I was there, and the third month, still nothing came through. No authorizations. I could say the mail that I got was 100% in favor of me. I never got anyone saying I was stupid or I was waiting for the hey, you're stupid, get a lawyer type of things.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that got to me.
Do you think a lawyer would have helped you?
No, my point was being made that I didn't trust the judicial system from front to back, any part of it, even lawyers. And so I was going to try and see what would happen if you went through without one.
Well, didn't we talk about the Mark Stevens article a little while back where he essentially pointed out that lawyers, even defense attorneys, have to take a swear an oath to the state that they essentially work for, to some extent, they are their units or they're so enmeshed in the entire state process that they owe allegiance to the entire legal system above and beyond their client?
Well, it's something like a cult of lawyers, I remember, is what he was calling
right.
The legal system. And, man, he certainly made a good case for it, that, in fact, it was a cult of lawyers and that they all, bow to the head lawyer in the black robe, that kind of thing.
Let's talk about the legal ramifications of some of this. For instance, one of the things that I think that you're so courageous for is not, again, part of the non-cooperation is also not signing all of the paperwork that these bureaucrats want you to sign. Now, thankfully, I've never been arrested before, but I know some people who have. And I'm sure they want you to sign all sorts of paperwork. Paperwork because you've got stuff in your pockets and they're going to hold on to it and you've got to sign a release on that. Paperwork for bail, paperwork to get out. Did you sign anything this time while you were in jail?
No, I didn't sign anything. And I just said, no thanks, I refuse to sign. And a lot of times they just said, oh, okay. And they'd put down refuse to sign in the signature area and went on their merry way. But sometimes that didn't work, and I had to have the same pair of clothes the whole time I was there because I refused to sign the request for more clothing.
I see. So, so there were no real consequences beyond the fact that you didn't get any extra clothing for not signing anything?
No, it was they seemed to have to deal with that pretty gracefully.
That's interesting, because they did slap you with a refusal to be fingerprinted charge. So there's no refusal to sign paperwork charge, but there is a refusal to put your hand on a ink blot, essentially. Are they still using ink these days?
They do in New London, yes.
Okay. So there was that refusal to fingerprint, which that was actually dropped on you. And was there any suggestion as to why they dropped the charges that they did? Because yesterday, when you went into court, they threw out, two of the three charges?
That's right. There was criminal trespass. There was refusal to be fingerprinted, which I heard was a felony. And due to the Patriot Act or something. And,
wow.
The third one was interfering with a police officer. And I imagine that, I'm not sure, but I think that was the least of all the charges, and that's the one they kept.
So they kept that charge on and essentially gave you, was it time served?
The technical phrase was immediate discharge or unconditional discharge. So.
Does that probably mean that you think that you were in there longer than what you, if you had interfered with a police officer and they had convicted you, that they would have only given you like 2 weeks or you know, a month in jail, and you were actually in there much longer than you should have been on that charge?
Yes, my inmate friends who know the system much better than me said, yeah, you could get out of that on 15 days, I think, or something along those lines.
But I think what's important is that since you didn't sign any of their paperwork, you never agreed to abide by their laws, because, as I understand it, when somebody's handed a bail sheet, and there's all kinds of small print on there, I'm sure, but they're told that, so you want to get out of here tonight, well, just sign this piece of paper and hand us whatever X amount of hundreds or thousands of dollars you have to hand them. Just sign this paperwork, hand us some cash, and you'll be out on the streets. And people want to get out so badly. They want to get out of that cell, they'll sign anything. They'll sign anything and hand over any amount of money.
They're desperate, and they actually plead guilty to things that they never did.
Right.
In plea bargaining.
It does happen.
Yes, just to get a lesser sentence.
Well, plea bargaining is a whole other issue. You never even had to face that in this particular case.
Well, yeah, I did. I did talk with the prosecutor at the very end.
I see. Well, did you plea? Or
sort of.
Or they entered a plea for you?
It was a special legal technicality.
Can you explain that when we come back?
Yeah.
800-259-9231, the legal technicality. We'll find out what that is and your calls as well. If you've got a question for Lauren Canario, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and it is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards men.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Number 800-259-9231, that is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you for all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net, 800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Also joining us is Mrs. Lauren Canario. We really appreciate you taking an hour out of your evening. I'm sure that, are you a little sleep-deprived? I mean, just getting out of prison, is it easy to sleep in a, what is it, a hard, do you even get a bed in there?
You do get a thin mattress, and it's actually, that's what most inmates want to do all day, is sleep all day, and make the time pass faster.
Gotcha. So were you well rested when you got out, or did you really need a good night's sleep in your own bed?
No, I didn't have any problem with the mattress. I was used to it. Everything was dandy.
What was the first thing you had to eat when you got out?
Good question.
Well, it just shows what you like.
Yep, pizza.
Pizza? Yeah, I like pizza too.
Now, when I was down, when we were down in New London, and outside of the protest, Jim was obviously in attendance, and he told me that everything in New London stinks, as far as the food. It's all rotten, and indeed, I went to a nearby Chinese food place, and it wasn't so great. But did you have the pizza in New Hampshire, or did you actually give the business to somebody in Connecticut?
No, I waited till I got back to New Hampshire to eat.
Excellent. I know that there's a number of people that are essentially boycotting the entire state of Connecticut as a result of this. All the businesses and everything in the state of Connecticut. I certainly don't plan on going back down there for any reason. 800-259-9231, your questions for Lauren Canario. By the way, we're brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, happening February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, Lauren, I don't know if you've been approached on the Liberty Forum since you've gotten out of prison, but I know I want to make a suggestion, because you and Russell Canning did a fantastic presentation at last year's Pork Fest, which is the other gathering of Free State Project members in the state. This year they've got the Liberty Forum that they're putting together, which is going to be more of a kind of a convention-style atmosphere. And would you be interested in appearing and perhaps speaking at that event on civil disobedience and that sort of thing?
Sure, I would, but how can I compete with John Stossel? Gee.
Well, there's only going to be a lot of different things.
He is the keynote speaker.
There's a lot of different things going on, and I'm going to definitely make a suggestion that they get you involved in that, because I think that would be great. And, of course, in other Free State Project news, the first 1,000 pledge has cracked the 800 mark, which is pretty exciting. We've got less than, what is it, 170-something people that we need to
174. It's I think it's blown through 800. It's 825. Pretty much did that in one day. Things are changing for the first 1,000 program, and it looks like there's a lot of people making phone calls, talking to a lot of different people, making sending out emails, encouraging people to sign up. And I think the first 1,000 program is going to make it. It seems to me like it's going to make it.
It's definitely getting a boost here in the remaining days, though there are only a handful of days remaining before the first 1,000 pledge window closes. Lauren, I presume you are a first 1,000 signer?
That's right, I am. And I actually wrote a plea for the first 1,000 while I was in prison. But, of course, I got thrown into SAG, and I couldn't get to the mail to send it to you.
Oh, no.
Then I wrote it again from memory, and I sent it again, but it still hasn't got to the recipient. So I'm going to have
to... Could you recap it here on the air?
Yeah, from memory I can. It was a plea to everyone who is running a business or has investments that make it impossible for them to move to New Hampshire. pretty much the rebels here are already here. They're already tearing down the laws of licensing and the unfair laws that might hinder you. And the reformers are already here. They're in the political system. They're getting elected. There are changing laws already. And there's patriots here that love their privacy and their hard currency and firearms. And
love their firearms.
They're your customers. They're here. There's no reason for you to stay in those slave states where...
That's an excellent point. I mean, I've certainly seen a lot of... There's been a lot of internal support amongst the movement of Free State Project members. Like, for instance, if I'm given the opportunity to support a business run by a Free State Project member or a business run by somebody who is not, I'm going to choose the Free State Project member. So you're pointing out that if they were to come here, they'd have a built-in customer base.
And where would you rather invest your money? Where would you rather build your reputation but in a free state and not a state that charges you every time you turn around for, takes every drop of blood out of your body and every spark of energy out of your mind? I mean, get over here.
It's not the free state quite yet. They're still jabbing us with these property taxes, amongst other things.
Yeah, we're working on that. The people who really care about that are working on that, and they're laying the foundation for the businesses that should really... Yeah, cut and run, really. Get to the free state. Bring your money, bring your investments, and bring your businesses and build them here.
I got to say, that's so the most... Well, we've heard that excuse from a number of people who've been on the phone with us here on Free Talk Live. Oh, I built my business down here in, California. I can't leave. I've got my customers. And I never really had a good retort for that or good response for that. I got to say, that's probably the most persuasive one that I've ever heard. Like, no one's ever been able to address that before, because what do you say to somebody who's spent a decade or two building a business somewhere? And I can understand how hard it might feel to just destroy all of that
It
here.
It would depend on the business, but, I mean, there's 500 people in the state currently that would be rather loyal to your business, and these are activists. These are the sort of people that would want to support your business. I know that I support the Keene Free Press, for instance, that's around here, and I encourage people to read it. And it's run by Free Staters.
Absolutely. And it is such a great business climate here as well. The regulation on businesses in New Hampshire is nowhere near as heavy as it is in other states, like especially California, places like that. Oh, the technicality that got you out of court, or I guess out of jail, what was that and how did it work? Because they called you into the courtroom, they dropped two charges, they said you're still facing one charge for resisting a police officer's order, or whatever the exact phrase is. What was the technicality that was activated there?
Well, I guess they knew that they would have to. The only way I would really voluntarily plead out is if I didn't have to say I'm pleading guilty to that charge. So they drug up this thing I never heard before, the Alfort Doctrine, wherein if you can, for all practical purposes, you are pleading out, you're pleading guilty to the charge.
Right.
But you never have to say.
I think in some states they call it nolo contendere.
I think that's different, but anyway,
okay. They
called it the Alfort Doctrine. In Connecticut. You don't have to say, I plead guilty to this charge. Mm-hmm. You just say, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't want to stay in prison anymore.
And you're essentially throwing yourself at the mercy of the court at that point?
No. That you're saying I'm guilty, but I can't say I'm guilty. I don't want to have a trial. I don't care if I have a trial.
Gotcha.
I've done the time that I think I should do, and I would like to be free.
And you are.
Yeah.
And so welcome back. And, of course, the question that I've been wondering about for the longest time is, how do you feel about the situation in New London today, and are you done with your battle down there?
Ah, when I got out of prison, there was the local folks were there to meet me, the Kilo 7, the Magnificent 7, I call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they had a million ideas for what to do in the future. They're not done with this. And there's plenty of activists. There's a number of activists, and actually in New London, in Connecticut, and they're still fighting this. And if anything is built on that land, they have plans.
Really? I guess we shouldn't probably reveal what those are here, but it sounds pretty intriguing. Have you made the suggestion to any of them that maybe they want to consider leaving Connecticut and coming to New Hampshire?
Yes, every one that I talked to on a personal basis, I said, there's a place where they wouldn't even take Judge Souter's home by eminent domain. Come up to New Hampshire and see what it's like to be free.
Do you think anybody will sign on?
There's still a possibility.
I certainly hope so. I think this is certainly a better place for someone like that, especially someone who's been persecuted by the government like that. Why bother sticking around? We read did you get a copy of the Suzette Kilo's Christmas card? Did you see that?
Yeah, I think that had something to do with my release.
Really?
It made national news the morning they came to get me.
Oh, that makes some sense.
That's true. We actually scooped Rush Limbaugh on that. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
So, in looking back on the whole thing, are you done? Do you feel like you accomplished what you were looking to accomplish? What are you thinking about as far as retrospect on this?
I think I did a good job. I think I'm a natural at enduring prison, and mm-hmm. it's not really that tough for me.
And it would be awful for me.
Yeah, I can do something not a lot of other people can do and bring shine light on places where it needs to be shined, even though there's some inconvenience to myself, and that's all I can consider it, inconvenience, and I would do the same thing in the future probably.
And we certainly would hope that you would spend more time in prison in New Hampshire than you would down in Connecticut. I mean, if you're going to spend more time in prison, it'd be a lot easier for the rest of us to come there more often, do more protests, get more active, because it's a 3-hour drive at least from here to there. So I think you'd probably see more activity around your case if you would take it out of Connecticut and keep your activism here. But in whatever you decide to do, we certainly support you, Lauren. And thank you for coming in here and spending some time with us on Free Talk Live.
Thanks.
And of course, thanks for amping the show even while you were in prison, which is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
So we will see you again probably tomorrow, because there's going to be a party at your house. Details on that are at nhfree.com, a sort of a welcome back party. So we're looking forward to seeing you then. And we're coming back with hour number two here at Moments, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.